All right. I recently had the pleasure of interviewing a very kind and beautiful singer-actress from the 60s, and that's Donna Loren, and I best remember her from the Dr. Pepper commercials and the Shindig program and the Beach Party movies. And I placed her on my total babe list of the 60s in the singer category because I felt that she was smart, funny, bubbly, effervescent, interesting, beautiful figure, and came across on TV as the gorgeous gal next door. I was 11 years old in 1964. Donna was 16. And she started appearing regularly on Shindig in 64. And I was one of the fortunate radio people to have that opportunity to talk with Donna about the years 64 through 66. Again, she currently resides in Hawaii with her second husband, Jared Kirkman, and she has a successful clothing line of designer wear. Donna will always be endearing to me because she's the kind of gal you'd love to meet. And my wife, Virginia Ventures, is very much like Donna. My wife is sweet, beautiful, curvy, and she is the girl next door. For over an hour, I'll talk about the highlights of Donna's career, and next is the interview with Donna in three parts that took place Thursday, September 6th of this year, and I will see her by hook or crook in Vegas on November 10th. Here now is the interview with the great singer-actress Donna Loren with me, Mel Ventures, on Back in Time. Here is the quicker, pepper-upper girl, the queen of surf rock. I have on the line right now on the Rocket one of my favorite young ladies. Well, I still consider her young, and it's Donna Loren. Hi, Donna.
Hello, Mel.
We've got things to talk about, but this all started because of emails to Rocket Radio about the hunks and babes of the 60s, and there were three categories. There were movie stars, TV stars, and singers. And in the singer category, Donna Loren kept popping up. That's nice to hear. And you are on my list also. With the six stars I worked with in the singer category, you showed up on mine also.
Thank you.
Let's first talk about your appearance with Dick Dale and the Malibus. I know it's past tense. How did that go?
Oh, that was incredible. It was a reunion with Dick Dale and I think, if I'm counting the years right, because I think I was 16, and the movie was made in 1964, I think we're going back almost 50 years. And he kicks ass. He is such a rocker. He's 75 years old, and from the minute he takes the stage till the second he leaves it, he is just swinging so hard and giving it his all. And I found an opportunity because a friend of mine has a band called the Malibus who were opening for him at the Malibu Inn just last Friday. And actually, that was a blue moon on August the 31st. I'll never forget it. And I had the opportunity to sing Muscle Bustle in public for the first time all the way through. I've done it a few times in the last year or so in a medley, but this time it was featured with the Malibus just before Dick Dale came on, and then we reunited. So it was a total blast.
Now, I want to tell you this. This is surf royalty. If you had married Dick Dale, that would make you Donna Dale. And then you would be queen of the surf guitar. How's that sound to you?
You know what? I think I'm claiming that title. Well, not quite surf guitar, but I think I'm claiming the title of queen of surf rock.
Now, is Walter Egan still with the Malibus?
He is.
Wow. Well, if we got together, you and I'd be magnet and you are steel.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Let's talk about the Chiller Theater, the Toy Model and Film Expo that you're going to be appearing in Paris Symphony, New Jersey at the Sheraton Paris Symphony. And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 26th through the 28th. And you go right ahead and talk about it.
Okay, well, I know you're located on the West Coast, more inland than coast, but for all your listeners who are planning to visit the East Coast or happen to have friends and relatives, please tell them about the Chiller Show. It's supposed to be the number one rated celebrity autograph show in the country, and I'm very honored to be part of it this time. I have a wonderful fan base in New Jersey that comes out to see me, and I look forward to seeing everyone along with all the other people that you're familiar with who will be there.
Before we go into your next location, which is in Las Vegas, what do fans talk to you about? What is their most memorable memory of you? Is it Shindig? Is it the movies? Is it singing the songs? What do fans say to you when they come up for a signature and want to say hi?
Does it only hurt when you cry?
Well, I know. I want to date you, too. I know. It only hurts when I cry. All right, Donna, let's talk about your meeting with fans and signing autographs on November 10th of 2012 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the LVH Hotel, 3000 Paraday Road in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Actually, you know, I don't do that many of these kinds of things, but I want to do Las Vegas very much. I'm very curious about the kind of people who might be stopping by, taking a break from their casino experiences and anything else they're doing in Vegas, and come and see some people that were on TV and movies and made some music that they might remember. But I also have a family that I'm visiting in Henderson, nearby Las Vegas, so that gives me a double reason to be there. I like to combine business with pleasure.
I understand. We're going to continue talking with Don in just a moment. Let's hear one of her tunes here on the Rocket. This is Mal Ventures with Back in Time. We're going to hear Love's a Secret Weapon. That's from the Bikini Beach movie back in the mid-60s. Here's Donna Lauren. During the second part of the interview, Donna talks about her appearance next year at the David T. Jones Memorial Monkeys Convention That'll be held at the Meadowland in East Rutherford, New Jersey, on March 1st through the 3rd. That'll be 2013. So here's Donna talking about her appearance on the Monkees and David Jones.
Yes, there's a wonderful convention featuring the Monkees in East Rutherford, New Jersey, on March the 1st, for that weekend, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I believe all the guys are going to be there. Mike and Nikki and Peter are going to be there. And, of course, memorializing their member, Davey, that we just lost. And I know everyone feels it because he was such a giving lad. And certainly it was a wonderful experience being on the Monkees with him and on, I think it was called Everywhere a Chic Chic, where he and I were supposed to be married, and that never ever happened, but we did get to be kind of close on set and off set, and he was a delightful person. And so I was invited to be part of this very special occasion. And again, all of you who are visiting the East Coast in early spring, please stop by.
Donna will appear at the David T. Jones Memorial, the Monkee Convention. That's held at the Meadowland in East Rutherford, New Jersey, March 1st and 3rd of next year. And you mentioned possible marriage. Is that what you said, Donna?
I know the script indicated that he and I were to be married.
Ah, the script. Thank you. I was perspiring bullets on that one.
It's not like the old tradition of planned marriages, you know.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, I thought you were in your 20s when you were on Shindig and the beach movies. I thought you were in your early 20s, but you were a teenager.
Oh, yes. Yes.
How did your parents react to this?
Well, that's kind of a lead-in to introducing that I'm writing my life story. And in it, I talk about how I started my career and was involved with my family. And when I retired at 21 to start my own family and went through some changes over the years and try to explain what, you know, the gap was between 1968 and current, so that you get to know where I've been and to what I was doing, and now that I'm feeling the urge and the necessity to re-enter because I love to sing, and I would love to sing for all of you again.
Well, that leads into another song, doesn't it, on the Rocket? I'm speaking with Donna Lauren. What a major babe from the 60s. Well, she was on my total babes list. She made it. Right now, it's Muscle Bustle from the movie Muscle Beach Party. Here's Donna Lauren on the Rocket.
Potatoes that you stick out your chest. The guys are looking through, but the girls are living fast.
Muscle, muscle,
Returning to the Rocket and Donna Lauren. This is Mel Ventures. This is Back in Time. Now, according to me, Donna Lauren, I'm talking with her right now, she is suspended in time, always cute. And she'll talk about her memoir and a little bit more, and then she'll talk about her website, if you want to contact her or whatever you want to talk about. But I think there should be a Donna Lauren Museum. There should be a wax figure of Donna Lauren with the two-piece from the Bikini Beach movie where you're holding an actual Donna Lauren-held beach ball. And then you go to a theater where there's Donna Lauren audio animatronics singing one of her songs. And then Dick Dale is off to the side, audio animatronics, back from the 60s, triple picking. And it should be all put together by the Disney Company. What do you think of that?
Good idea, Mel.
Talk about your memoir right now and the website.
Okay, well, I have had the pleasure and honor of writing with a fan from Australia. He is a doctor of psychology who has been collaborating with me for the last year and a half, and we work over the technology of Skype. And I write my stories, and or I tell my stories, and he transcribes them and then helps me organize everything, and it's been quite a venture. On top of that, my father was a photographer and became my manager for my career. When he died, he left me negative that we've digitized, and now I have a plethora of photographs never seen before to incorporate into my book. So I'm really looking forward to releasing it, hopefully by the end of this year.
Do you have a working title for it? Do you have a publisher?
At this point, I'm seeking out a publisher, and I think I'll refrain from telling you anything else about it until it actually manifests.
That's fine. That's fine. But it's going to be in book form and a possible Nook.
Yes. Oh, definitely electronic is super easy. What I'm holding out for is someone who's willing to do a good job with the photographs because they deserve it. And, you know, not just put them into a kind of a newspaper format. So that's the tricky part. And but I'm going to try to hold out for that.
That's fine.
And we'll notify everyone through my website, which is www.donnalauren.net. And it's a very complete website on the home page. I've tried to make it very easy for everyone to navigate and go through the memorabilia as well as whatever I'm doing now. So take a look and come visit my website. I have my complete discography and all the films and all the TV shows that I've ever done. Especially late at night when you have extra time, you know, you can spend it with me.
Well, I want to see Donna Lauren in 3D, so I got to get my 3D glasses for it. Remember, that's www.donnalauren.net. Now, timpani roll, Donna. Okay, does Donna Lauren still drink Dr. Pepper?
I'm a fan, but my diet won't allow me to drink sugar or caffeine, so I have to say that I can only serve it to my guests.
All right, here's the next important question. These are important questions to share. You appeared on Shindig quite a bit. Now, did you have a crush on host Jimmy O'Neill, or did he have a crush on you?
Oh. I think it was mutual.
Do you have a special moment you want to share about the people on the set of the Beach Party movie?
Oh, well, I'm glad that Don Rickles never picked on me and that I escaped getting sunburned when we were out in Malibu filming all of the wonderful scenes by the ocean. And I think in one, was it Bikini Beach, that there was an ape who was really a man in an ape suit, but when he put it on, he became very animal and would chase us all around. So those are the highlights. Annette was a doll, as usual, and Frankie a gentleman forever.
Now, you refused to wear a bikini and just shake it up. You wore a two-piece bathing suit with a little skirt. Who did you say, I'm not wearing the bikini? The producer, the director, whom?
Well, that was a contractual arrangement that Dr. Pepper had with me.
Oh.
So, you know, Annette and I both had these contractual arrangements with the companies that employed us. And Dr. Pepper and Disney didn't want to portray an image like that at the time, even though you can't get me out of a bikini now.
Your hair with the flip, did you wear a wig during those beach movies? Is that your real hair?
Oh, no, that was all mine.
Well, you know, Annette had to wear a wig during those movies because the salt air would make her hair frizz.
Well,
she's a good Italian.
I think it was a lot of hairspray. I used to have makeup and hair in the same place that she did, even though I usually did my own. And that was her hair as well. Just a ton of Aquanet.
Well, here's what I want to see. And then we'll play one of your songs as we wrap it up here. When the Donna Lauren story comes out on the big screen, I want Rachel McAdams to play you as a teenager with the flip in the hair. Does that sound okay?
I do really love her. So that would be a kick. Although, you know, I don't think she can sing, so she'll have to lip sync.
I want the actual tunes by you. She'll have to lip sync.
Okay.
Yes. Deal. Well, did you have fun with this interview, Donna?
I'll have it at 10, 2, and 4.
All right. This is our final song. It's a sad song. It makes me cry. It only hurts when I don't talk to Donna. It only hurts when I cry. It's Donna Lauren here on The Rocket. Mel Venture's here with Back in Time.
When I cry, you see, I hardly even think of him. As time goes slowly by, I just go on. There's nothing wrong. It only hurts when I cry. Sure, I remember our first kiss, the way I loved him then. Sometimes I think a love like happen again. So please don't worry if I sigh for him. You know that I'll get by. I'll just pretend it's not the end. It only hurts when I cry. 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 When I cry, it only hurts when I cry.